The Gemara in Shabbos, in Chof Aleph Amabez, says the Zman of Nir Chanukah is Misha Tishkar Chama Shatecha Rego Min Ashuk. So it's a major machokas Rishonim. What's Misha Tishka Hachama? The Rambam holds it means sunset. Another Rishonim holds it means Sof Shkia, at the end of Shkia. And the Shulchan Aruch goes with Sof Shkia, that's the Minhag Olam. But the Grunix, Briskers, that go with the Rambam, that they light at Shkia. And that's a cool, it's not a Kula, that's a Chumra, because it still has to last a long time. So that's the Rambam. The Shtaila is, why does the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Paskin is referring to Tchila Shkia? Because generally speaking, the assumption is the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam. In general, there's a major machlokes between, we'll call it the Rabbeinu Tam sheet, it's known as, but it's most of its Rov Rishonim. And it's the Gaonim, it's known as the Gra Shita, that Rabbeinu Tam holds it's Sof Shkia, that's when it's nighttime, and according to the Gaonim, it's a little bit after Shkia. So, how come if the Rambam generally passes like Rabbeinu Tam, so it would come out then the time you light your candles, it might even be out before that time. But even if not, let's say you daven, you have your Sudas Chanukah, and you finish your Sudas Chanukah before Chanukah even starts. You do Alanisim. So what's chanting the Rambam? Why, when generally the Rambam seems to hold it's Sof Shkia, that's a Yidufin night, but by Hilchos Chanukah he seems to have a different definition. So there's a Pnei Yoshua, Klei Chemda. Other Achronim point out there's the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Vav that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, some point out. In other words, this halacha is you can't do Zrikas Adam Peshkia, because it'd be Yom Makrivoso. So we see that even though normally Rabbeinu Tam holds that nighttime is considered Sof Shkia, so why can't you do Zrikas Adam after Shkia? Well, but then we see it's a din. Well, so that's the Shaila. They discussed what's pshat in this halacha that Zrikas, according to the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam, those Rishonim, why can't I do Zrikas Dam after Shkia? Is it a din in a karban? Is it a local din by karbanos? Or is it a Beis HaMikdash din? Anything done in the Beis HaMikdash? So when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a new halachic reality that nighttime begins at Tchila Shkia. Normally outside the Beis HaMikdash, nighttime is Sof Shkia. The Nafkamina is something which it doesn't have to do with Karbanos. With other dinim in the Beis HaMikdash, would it be totally in that? So this would explain as well. The Gemara talks about in Sukkah L'Amiches that we know that one should be careful to finish the lulav b'yom, lulav kol hayom. So of course, like any other mitzvah, we know it's during the no, but lulav really, the original mitzvah is, we do it now, zechel l'mikdash. Do they want to tell me, since it's a mitzvah b'yom, make sure it's a din, we see it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to finish the mitzvah b'yom, because it's a different definition of Laila in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, so that's the halacha of Zrikas Adam. So with this, we understand the Rambam. The Rambam, who normally paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, or that you go by Sof Shkia. So why by Hilchos Chanukah did he go by Tchila Shkia? So because why are we lighting candles near his Chanukah, corresponding to the miracle in the Beis HaMikdash? So therefore, we go with the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash. The dinim is the Beis HaMikdash. If it's the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to light candles. So therefore, nighttime begins early. So therefore, even though normally by other halachas, we have to wait until Sof Shkia, but in dinim of the Beis HaMikdash, Laila begins at Tchilas Shkia, and hence the Rambam Shita, the one light nearest Chanukah, Bishat Tishrat Chama, the Tchiyah Shchiyah.